Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Ursel Twing, and our guest for this Sunday, Walter Pidgeon, one of the stars currently being seen in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Weekend at the Waldorf. And here is Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie?
Yes, old wise one?
Yes. I've been reading something most interesting in this newspaper.
I suppose it's too much to hope that it was the help wanted column.
It's about Mr. Dugan and the fortune he inherited.
Oh, yeah.
The paper says he woke up and found himself with all kinds of money.
Yeah. That's true, too. It's the first time old man Dugan ever woke up and found something besides a hangover. He's a colorful personality.
Yes, he must be. People used to call him a tramp.
Yeah, well, now that he has dough and spending it like water, he's known as a delightful eccentric.
Well, does Mr. Dugan think that money can buy happiness?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
And he's buying it by the case.
By the case. Well, it says here that Dugan bought the mansion next door to Schuyler Van Snort.
Yeah, that he did. You should see how he furnished it.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. Their drawing room is really a thing.
Yes.
Crystal chandeliers, tapestries, Wedgwood cuspidors.
Is that so?
Lovely.
Well, that sounds like Dugan.
Yeah.
And I hear they have silver service plates.
Yes, they do. Oh, that old man Dugan, he just looks so aristocratic.
He does.
Oh, he's a card, dear. A real boy.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll bet the Van Snorts are fit to be tied having Dugan's right next door.
Yeah. The Dugans copy everything the Van Snorts do. Mm-hmm. They even went to the opera. Everybody crowded around their box.
Yeah. I can't understand that.
Well, I can. He brought a keg of beer.
Oh, I see. Well, how is the Dugan's social standing now?
Well, mostly horizontal.
Yes, I thought so. Well, with all that money, you know, he should try to become a responsible citizen.
Well, he is already. That is, responsible for a lot of brawls.
Well, if Dugan wasn't so belligerent, you know, he wouldn't get into so many scrapes.
No, that's true. Dugan's not bad, though. Really, he isn't. He's a likable fellow. His burp is worse than his bite.
Is that so?
He's really big-hearted.
You think so?
Yeah.
What makes you say so?
Well, one of the first things he did when he got into the money was to bail his friends out of jail.
Well, I think that was thoughtful.
Yes, it was. And they were so grateful that they threw a big party for Dugan.
Uh-huh. A nice affair.
Oh, it was a honey. Yeah. They were thrown back in the clink again for disturbing the peace.
Well, I read about that.
Yeah.
And what was that about Dugan having the jail remodeled?
Yeah. See, Dugan's been in jail so much, it isn't jail to him anymore. It's home.
And he wants to be a little more comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. He even has his name engraved on the door of his cell. And not only that, he's having his portrait done in oil in the Rogues Gallery.
Well, that's fine. Well, with all his health, I suppose, this money he's run into now.
Yeah.
Dugan thinks the world just revolves around him.
Yeah, and it usually does, sure.
Well, Charlie, even though Dugan is rich, he's a bad influence, and I don't want you to associate with him.
But I've got to. I'm working for him.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of work?
I'm a librarian of his checkbook.
Of his checkbook, yeah.
I'm in charge of helping him spend the stuff.
I see. Does he pay you well?
Oh, who cares? He never checks up on the account.
Oh, Charlie, I won't have you helping yourself to Dugan's money. Have you no conscience?
Well, sure. But I ain't gonna let it ruin my life.
All right.
Yeah, I'll answer it. It's probably Skinny Dugan. Hello? Hello, Skinny. You what? Oh, your old man is out again. Good. Been a while? Standing on your corner, handing out $10 bills? Hey, Bergen, come back here. Wait for me, you.
Ray Noble and his orchestra give us their special arrangement of the well-known favorite, Liza.
Hello, Mortimer.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bergen. Have a cigar.
A cigar?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to.
Well, I said one.
One. Yes, I see.
Not two.
Well, that's nice of you.
Oh, yes.
But tell me, why are you handing out cigars?
Well,
I say, why are you handing out cigars?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Oh. What?
Yes.
Well...
Well, why?
Well, boy, well,
yes.
Well, it's a blessed event.
Oh, blessed event.
Yep, yep. But for me, yep.
And for whom?
Hmm?
For whom?
For my cow.
Oh, for your cow.
Yeah. Yep, for Bessie.
Bessie.
Yep.
Well. So the stork has visited Bessie.
Well. Not only that, he made two trips.
Oh, two trips.
Yeah.
You don't mean twins.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Two little cowslips. They look so much apart, I can't tell them alike.
Are they boys or girls?
Yep.
I see. Are they boys or girls?
Well, they came assorted.
Assorted. Yeah, I see.
Well, one is a cowlet and one is a bullet.
No.
Well, anyway, one is named Henry.
Henry, yeah.
And the other one's Oh, you know, the other kind. Yeah.
Are you trying to say that one is a boy and the other's a girl?
Well, it's the other way around.
The other way around.
Well, I don't know whether to paint the barn blue or pink, you know.
I'll bet they're cute. I say, I'll bet they're cute.
Yeah. Cutest little cows in the whole world.
You're prejudiced.
Well, Mortimer.
I know you're. Let's see that book you're carrying there. Well, Mortimer, it's on the care of babies.
Well.
And are you studying it?
Yep, I'm studying it. I don't use my brain often now. When I do, you don't get me nowhere.
No. But, Mortimer, you don't have to help Bessie take care of them.
No?
No.
Mr. Bergen, we mothers know what we're doing.
All right. Well, the little calves, I'll bet you they're healthy and strong.
Yeah. When I left them, they was having a tug of war.
Tug of war?
Bessie was in the middle.
Yeah. Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, it just seems to go hand in hand with being so dumb.
I guess.
I'm expecting a good friend of mine today, and he's very important in motion pictures, this chap. Mm.
Oh, who is he?
Now, what makes you think it's a she? It isn't a girl at all.
Well, then why did you powder your head, old boy?
Well, it happens to be Walter Pigeon.
Pigeon?
Yeah.
Pigeon?
Oh, now, don't give me that vague stuff, Ray. Remember, no funny remarks when he gets here. Of course, you know about his latest picture, Weekend at the Waldorf, and I want you to be sure and say something nice to him about the picture.
No? Edgar, old boy, you know me.
I know. That's why I'm rehearsing you.
What are you fellows rehearsing for?
Well, you see, we have to welcome some bloke or other named Pigeon, I don't know.
Ray, this is Walter Pigeon.
Thank you.
Walter, you know, we were just talking about one of your pictures and how good they are. Weren't we, Ray?
Well,
Ray.
Oh, yes.
The picture.
Oh, yeah, the picture. Yes, I thought you gave a top-hole performance in that cinema thing. What was it? A Fortnight at the Ambassador, you know.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Phil Harris.
Yeah. Walter, it's been a long time since you paid us a visit here. How are things at MGM?
Well, Edgar, between my director, George Sidney, and Louis B. Mayer, I've been working like a horse. And I don't mean Busher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Pigeon! Mr. Pigeon!
Oh, come in here, Anita. He's old enough to be your father.
Oh, Daddy!
Anita, act your age.
I am.
Well, now, who are you, my charming young lady?
I'm Anita Gordon. Oh, and this can't be Mr. Pigeon. Oh!
Stop cooing.
Let her alone. Let her alone.
Oh, Charlie, didn't you enjoy Mr. Pigeon's last picture?
Yeah, now that picture was really worth my time sneaking into. But, you know, it only lacked just one thing.
Now, what was that, Charlie?
The McCarthy touch.
The McCarthy touch?
Yes, that's what they call it. So I've boiled it down and simmered it up into a one-act smeller drama. Here's the script.
Well, now, let's see this dehydrated version. I play the hotel manager,
yeah.
With the reservation.
Yeah.
I just threw that one in.
You should jump in after it.
Okay.
Well, anyway, let's do it.
All right.
Places, curtains.
Oh, Mr. Pigeon.
Yeah?
Before you start to play, I'd love to sing a song just for you.
What about me?
Oh, well, I guess you can listen, too. He's such a child, isn't he, Walter?
Pardon me while I take my foot out of my mouth.
Dearest darling, I'm writing you today. I'm writing you to say how much I love you, love you. How I miss you since you went away. Each night in every dream, I'm dreaming of you. Every minute since you're near, soon I'll hold you close to me. Sweetheart, when we get together, oh, what a day that will be. Dearest darling, I'm closing with a kiss, and please remember this, I'll always love you. Every minute brings you nearer, soon I'll hold you close to me. sweetheart, when we get together, oh, what a day that will be.
Motel. Mo speaking. Mo? That is Mo, yeah, that is Mo. What? You want me to wake your little boy at 8? How old is he now? Okay, I'll call him in 2 years.
Now, McCarthy, remember, if we want to make a success of this motel, we must always be courteous to our guests.
That's right, partner. Always courteous.
Right. Even if we have to be nasty about it.
Well, we can do it. Yeah, we're busy.
We sure are.
Take your call, Miss Gordon.
Yes, boss. Hello? What, madam? You say there's a mouse in your room.
Charge her $2 extra for double occupancy.
Yes, sir.
Say, Charlie, did you see Mrs. Brown come in with that great big trailer?
Isn't it disgusting? Oh. Why doesn't she exercise or something? Yes.
Begging your pardon, is the manager in?
A Scotchman.
You're talking to the manager?
Is the owner in?
You're talking to the owner?
Well, I am the sheriff.
Sorry, they're both out.
I think they went that way.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell you that this motel has been condemned. It's not a fit place to live in.
Well, I could have told you that.
Why, the roof is simply covered with termites. They're marching all over the place.
Oh, oh no, now that's ridiculous.
Well, they could have at least taken their shoes off.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff. Before you condemn this place, let's talk this thing over like a couple of good Irishmen. Faith and Begorry.
Ho-ho! Are you Irish?
Ho-ho! Am I Irish? Tell the Sheriff, old McCarthy.
Sure, and that you are, old McPigeon.
Sure, and I'm Dublin Irish.
Yeah, you talk more like Pigeon English.
Sheriff, I think we'll just be staying here until we're forced to vacate.
Well, that won't be long. They're digging a water main underneath you, and they'll start blasting in 2 hours.
Watch is a little slow, ain't it, bud?
Now, that's a dirty Irish trick.
Yeah. You can't talk like that to a son of old Aaron.
Oh, you Irish. Between you and Fred Allen, I've lost my racial pride.
Well, I'm getting out of here.
You know, partner?
Yeah?
You know, partner, we have to try and unload this place before it collapses.
Excuse me, please.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Guess we can start unloading, huh?
Am I Aben Axel Swenson?
Oh, make up your mind.
Yes. And I have wired here for my reservation.
Well, we'll refer you to our wire-ignoring department. Uh-huh. Yeah. No. I've got a better idea. Say, how would you like to buy this motel? It's the opportunity of a lifetime.
If you don't live too long.
Well, I wasn't thinking of going into the motel business.
Why, you can make a fortune here quicker than you can stay over the hill to the poorhouse.
Yeah. Well, is it a swanky place or is it just a yoink?
Oh, why, only the very best of people stop here. Now, you see, Mr. Swenson, our register reads like a who's who.
What? Jump for you a minute. That was an explosion.
Explosion? I didn't hear anything. Did you, partner?
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, golly, there's something funny going on around here.
Well, it ain't you.
Well, anyway, I'll
think over your proposition now and just give me a room.
Okay. Front, boy.
Yes, master. Did you all call me old? And all that sort of stuff.
Say, Mr. Piccadilly Rochester, why are you so slow? Don't you ever do anything quick?
Yes, sir. I get tired quick.
I think we've done a shabby bit of casting here.
He must be a very great friend of yours.
Yeah, very good.
I figured that.
Take Mr. Swenson's release to cabin number 10, will you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all I hear. Lift that bag, tote that glass, and so forth. Come on, one of those
things. Hey, partner. We just got to sell this place. Time's wasting.
Yeah, I wish we could find some sucker.
Crayon.
Oh, my wish came true.
Crayon, I'm looking for a nice, quiet, restful room that's in expensive.
Well, we're not taking any new reservations.
Oh, is that so?
That's so.
Well, I declare. Well, I've been here before.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. And I have towels to prove it.
Just what kind of accommodations would you prefer?
Give him a room with no towels.
Right.
Well, I just have to have a nice room that's peaceful and quiet.
Yeah, we can give you one with the sun streaming through the keyhole, huh?
Oh, you can? Well, what about a shower?
They'll be here in April.
Yeah.
Very cute. Yeah. I am a poet, and I want to commune with nature.
You do.
Yes, that's it. I want to go back to nature.
Do you think nature will take you back?
Hey, you know there, we've got just the room for you. It's so quiet you can hear a pin drop.
There's one of the pins now.
My, it must have had an awful big head on it.
Yes, it
is. Look, how would you like to buy this motel? We're only asking $8,000 for it.
Oh, that's peachy. Oh, and you know what? I will be glad to give you one of my poems for it. Listen to this one. I just wrote it. As I gaze with my eyes out to the sea, my heart is gay and brimful of glee.
Let's sprinkle this test with some DDT.
I just so happened that I heard that remark.
Don't.
Yes, I did. And there's an undercurrent of snide innuendos going around, and I have a good mind to tear myself away. Well, no. I don't exactly mean tear myself either, because if I did, you would think I'm having a ripping good time, which I'm not, so goodbye.
Well, there goes another prospect.
Hey, gentlemen, I was just wondering how much you was asking for this joint.
We want $8,000, as the escrow flies.
How about 6,000?
Our price is 8,000.
I will pay 7,000.
Why, before we'd accept 1 cent less, we'd rather have the place fall in ruins about our head.
Goodness me, the yoink is a wreck.
Oh, Mr. Swenson.
Yeah?
It's yours for 7,000.
Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.